Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Win the ticket or visit odyssey.com.
Here we go. Oh boy.
His eyes were the devil's eyes. Pure evil. I shot him 6 times. I shot him 6 times.
Dr. Loomis. You'd think he'd learn, but he never really learned. Well, Michael Myers was badass.
This is so in your wheelhouse, isn't it? I think this is like peak Gator. Dr. Loomis, was he the same guy that was the president in Escape from New York?
Yes. Yeah. At the end of it, Duke of New York, hey, number one.
Right.
Machine gun at him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Donald Pleasance.
And Herb Brooks was trying to get him out.
Yes, Kurt Russell, Snake Plissken. Yeah.
Who also played Herb Brooks in the movie Miracle.
Yeah.
The old U.S. Olympic hockey coach.
Yeah. Isaac Hayes, he was the Duke of New York.
Bad MF-er.
Remember the car?
Yeah. Well, the movie
Escape from New York, the car, the island of Manhattan in the movie Escape from New York is basically been closed down, and they just leave criminals in the island of Manhattan. They build up walls around it, so it's like that's the prison.
Sorry, King, this devolved into old guy radio real quick, didn't it?
But the car was sweet because it was like this giant ass Cadillac.
He will not be denied.
People. I will not be, because this was awesome. They had like mini chandeliers over the headlights. It was sweet.
Later we'll be recapping Warriors. So, anyway, Halloween.
I'm out to play.
Is this? I wonder in your neighborhood, and I'm not talking about yours. Oh, maybe I am. Okay, in your neighborhood, how much has this evolved into an adult holiday?
It's not uncommon at all to see them posted up with those soccer fold-out chairs in the garage.
Yep,
a cooler. Couple of their buddies, couple of the other parents, and just sitting around going, yeah, whatever in the bucket to the kids that
the
come
kids.
Up. Yeah,
what the about the adults? Just, so do the adults get into the cooler? Like,
There's the cooler right next to them. And yeah. It ain't got juice boxes in there.
Maybe not tonight. It's a little cold, unless you get the heater.
No, but it's Friday, Gator.
We're hard
to people. This is one of those, they're going to take advantage of it being on a Friday. Because on the Tuesday, Halloween, eventually you got to get the kids back in bed, get them ready for school. Tonight's
Friday.
A free-for-all, man.
Yeah. I've seen some really cool decorations the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in my neighborhood, I'm like, this is so cool. I'm like tempted to do it in my house, but I won't because it's so close to what their house is. But there are these giant, like one third of a skeleton. So it's like starts at the sternum, and it has the some of the ribs, clavicle, skull, and then two arms, and you could position the arms how you want. So some people have them positioned as if they're getting out of the ground.
That's pretty cool.
They're awesome, and they're big. They're probably, I would guess, you know, like 8 feet by 6 feet by 8 feet or something like that.
Yeah.
They're big skeletons. They're really, really cool. And then you get the lighting when people really get into the lighting, which is fun. Halloween is just, it's a fun time.
You know how there's the like at Christmas, there's the new inflatable like giant Santas or reindeer. Oh, yeah. This is a Halloween version of what I saw. Somebody in our neighborhood has a two-story home. Plenty of people do, but in this particular, two-story home, one of the second floor windows, they have one of these inflatable things that looks like a dragon's tail coming out of the window and down onto the front yard. It's massive.
That's pretty cool.
But it looks like there's a dragon inside the house. And they have other little like arms coming out of the other windows. It's pretty cool.
That's really cool. I've seen a humongous spider on a roof, Doug, on top of a house. I love that. I agree with you, Gator. I love Halloween. You think Khaleesi's in that house, by the way, with the dragon?
Probably. That or the dragon's in trouble.
Right?
It's hiding.
Yeah. Doug, do you decorate your house now that the kids are older?
Not really. We do have some pumpkins that got decorated, and that's it. And it's not as extravagant as it was in the past. It's now a very lonely, sad, pathetic holiday for us. No, but you know, as far as the adult holiday, if your neighborhood, like your neighborhood, do you think people, if they have kids in your neighborhood, because there's a lot of space between the houses, right. Do you think they migrate to other neighborhoods? Is neighborhood migration a big thing for Halloween, where you go find that really hopping house close next to each other, people lean into it kind of neighborhood to trick or treat?
I think it can be. I think kids get together and they'll say, look, you know, at some point you kind of figure out, do the intel, who's got the best neighborhood, and they're like, oh, Tommy's got it best. All right, let's go
trick or treat at Tommy's place.
We're gonna go trick or treat at Tommy's. Okay, can you give me a ride to Tommy's? And that's what happens. You end up taking the a carload of kids over to Tommy's, and you know, they go at it. Get all those homes all together.
Let's get it right. Nobody goes to Tommy's neighborhood anymore. They go to Hunter's neighborhood or Braden's neighborhood.
Sorry, you're right.
Jackson's. They're like, which Jackson?
Yeah, exactly.
Jackson T.
Yeah.
Jackson with an X. Yeah. Jackson
people don't name their kids Tommy anymore. Kang, what about your neighborhood?
Is your Scott anymore?
No, there's no, I mean, anybody
I don't
know
it? Scott's. I haven't heard of Scott in forever.
There's no Doug's under the age of 40. Kang, your neighborhood. Top shelf for trick-or-treating?
Yeah, really good. I mean, I live in a young neighborhood. A lot of kids. They're everywhere, so you got to be careful. If you're driving through, please be careful, people. A lot of kids out there dressed, you know, in dark colors. And it's going to be dark tonight. Unfortunately, I think the sun is going to go away pretty early today, right around. I think we'll start with some, you know, some light, but then by the time this thing ends, it's going
to
be dark.
Oh, yeah. It starts to get dark at
what, 6?
Before 7, yeah. Mm-hmm. And trick-or-treating is done at 8 o'clock typically, I think.
Yeah, so yeah, but my neighborhood's good, Doug, and there's going to be, unfortunately, we will not be passing out candy at our house because we're going to be walking around with the kids and some other friends, but we will see all the adults out there enjoying themselves. Even the empty nesters, Doug, like to pass out candy.
So,
and
will you be carrying a red cup?
No.
No. Okay.
You're just going to get straight from the bottle?
Yes. It's a Kirkland 2-gallon... No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Be sick.
My dad used to take out our old dog, McGee. We'd take McGee out, and my mom would dress McGee, put on like some kind of kerchief on her or whatever. My dad would follow us around as we're trick-or-treating, and periodically the parents would see my dad. And they're like, want a drink? And I'd be like, yeah.
I remember the first time I discovered this when you're walking around with the kids. I had no idea, and I walked up. And, hey, We got some cups here. You want something? And I'm like, sure. And then say to the kids, hey, you want to keep going back to that other house?
Yeah.
That's cool. I hear it's cool if we go back again to that house. You know?
Yeah.
This is the only time year annually I can do it whenever I want. I'm an adult. I can make my own decisions. But I will say, I don't know if this is underrated. I don't think it gets nearly enough love. The Butterfinger.
Butterfinger's great.
Does it get nearly enough love?
I think it goes through some phases.
Do you?
I think it's one of those you forget about it, and then somebody brings it like, oh, Butterfingers, that's a solid candy bar.
Yeah.
I don't think it's particularly good for your dental work. it feels like it's pulling and tugging on anything that you bite into, but they are delicious. This is gonna surprise you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it doesn't. Maybe surprise Kang as well. About it's a little fun fact about me.
Yep.
I don't regret not having kids.
No.
At all?
No.
But when it comes to Halloween, I do miss that part of being a kid and getting to experience that with a kid. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
To see walk it through around. Their eyes. Yes, exactly. You know, from a safe distance so they don't think like, Dad.
Right. Let's go to Jake on a cell. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Jake.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
What's up?
Colin, I live in Windsor, so I'm assuming all of Canada is going to have their doors shut by 7:30 p.m.
Oh, you're right.
Well, what time is the game start?
I think it's an 8 o'clock start.
So, yeah, I think most, at least here in the States, Halloween is usually done at 8 o'clock. I think that's the cutoff time. So, and they're not going to have the first pitch right at 8 o'clock anyway. So, I think you can get the full trick-or-treating in.
Imagine the city of Toronto, though. Imagine how many doors and lights are going to be off there.
It's fair.
But my kids aren't going to be very happy, I'll tell you that, because 7 o'clock is my cutoff time. Got to go home, get ready for the game, crack a brew. Go Jays.
Lean into
how
it,
far away are your kids trick-or-treating from your house?
Well, we walk about 20 minutes to the next subdivision over. We about an hour, hour and a half, depending on how tired they get. It's the first year I'm letting my 11-year-old go out by herself, so that'll be interesting.
Oh, boy.
Well, Jake, a few questions then. Is it Molson? Is it Labatt? Is it Moosehead?
So I called a while ago with the whole Modelo thing and with the tinfoil and all that. So I actually started getting into Modelo because of you guys.
Really?
So I think I'm going to go with that tonight.
Okay, cool.
The Especial, or are you going to go with the Dark?
Yeah, the dark,
okay.
For sure.
Okay, so you snacks, are you doing all-dressed chips or ketchup?
Ooh, Canadian, it's got to be ketchup.
Okay, all right, gotcha. Well, enjoy, Jake.
You too, guys. Happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy thanks, Halloween Jake. To you. Ted in Ann Arbor, you're next. Hello, Ted.
Hi, guys, I'm curious. In the old days, my wife and I used to dress up and sit on the porch real still, and then the kids would come up and we'd scare them.
Yeah.
So the question is the scaring gone out of Halloween? Or is it supposed to be, you know, lights and little happy music and all that? What do you think?
I hope it hasn't been, because that was really one of the funnest parts of Halloween as a kid, was going up to the house and there was that anticipation, like, is that scarecrow really there? You go to the houses that really went all out and they had like the music and the lights and stuff that you might have to walk through some cobwebs or whatever. Maybe somebody had a pet snake and they were sitting outside with it. It was that stuff's fun. That just makes Halloween so great. I hope parents are still doing that stuff.
Yeah, we think so too. I mean, we had music and the lights were out and we were sat there, you know, the scary music. It was just great. And part of me thinks if the little guys and girls want to get candy, they got to pay, you know, be scared.
You make them earn it. Huh?
Yeah, you got to earn
it. I love it, Ted.
Don't just hold out, open the pillowcase or the bag or the lantern. You got to say trick or treat.
Yeah, that's it's a necessity, right?
I mean, you have to. You can't. I mean, I'll stand there, I'll hold the candy above. Like, what's that? Anything? Oh, yes.
People have been asking for this for 5 years and they got it. Question is, can we make it stick around? I'll explain today at 12:18. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this? Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's go to Samuel. You're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Samuel?
Hey, what's up, man? So, you know, every year, me and my wife, we set up like Halloween movies in the garage, and we leave it, you know, for kids to come by, watch if they want. But I think this year we'll set up for the MLB game. And then the previous caller was talking about scaring. Is it out? You know, when I was a kid, I went up to this house. You know those, like, black wooden cutouts that they have? So there was one leaning up against a wall, and I was pretty sure it was wooden. Grabbed some candy, turned around, and it was gone. So I figured the wind blew it down. I got to the end of the sidewalk, and someone tapped me on my shoulder. I turned around, and it was the dude. Scared me like hell. I ran down the street. I took off.
I got to tell you, as a kid, you're always like on edge on Halloween anyway. And then knowing that that can happen, like people will scare you. People in our neighborhood did that. And so you always kind of were looking out. My brother-in-law, Dave, used to do it to people up in Genesee when they were growing up. He'd sit in the bushes and scare kids as they came up. I don't know how much of that is frowned upon. Oh, I'm all for it, but. I don't know. all right. I am talking to a very specific crowd, but we have talked about this for years, and it's led to nothing but complaints.
Tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay.
In Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Kalamazoo, happy.
Western Michigan is hosting Central Michigan in the battle for the victory cannon on a Saturday. For the first time since 2019, they will play this game on a Saturday.
It's been that long?
Yep. When this game has gotten played during Maction on Tuesdays or Wednesdays the last few years, we would bring this up and our phones would light up with upset Central fans, with upset Western fans, and it's back on a Saturday. So here's the question. At 248-539-9797. There's a lot of you Broncos out there, and there's a lot of you Chippewas out there. Is it back on? And what I mean by that is all the years of the complaining, Tuesday night or Wednesday night, when we watch those games, and they'd be played in those stadiums in front of several fans, now that it's on a weekend, are you back in to support it? And I'm not trying to shame anybody, but the game is not sold out. I don't think it's particularly close to sold out at Waldo Stadium. So I went on the Western Michigan website to see if it was sold out, thinking that it might be because it was back on a Saturday. And you go into the dot matrix, you know, with you can choose your seats and zoom in close enough so you can see which seats are available.
Right.
There were like full sections available.
Full sections?
Yep.
Just waiting for topless fans?
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know why you went there, but sure.
Well, that's isn't that?
Oh, what the guys are doing now?
Yeah, Oklahoma State. And
yeah,
they
did it in East Lansing last week. The student, those are students. Students like to take their shirts off and wave them in the air now, and they get a bunch of guys, and they're all doing it.
It's not that cold.
So, you know, if we want to keep this game on a weekend, doesn't it need to sell out so the MAC can say, not this game. You're not moving this game to a Tuesday or Wednesday because these games sell out. Don't we want this to sell out? Don't we want their case to be made to leave it on a Saturday?
I can only speak to the one awful year I spent at Central Michigan and say that I went to the first football game, the first home game that they had there. I was all excited.
Mm-hmm.
First college experience here, get to go to the game. And I was surprised at how downplayed it was. And then as the season went on, I was surprised that nobody cared about college football there. I'm sure it's changed. I'm saying for that awful year that I spent there in the fall of 1988, it was just, it was a non-factor. Nobody cared.
Nobody cared about Central football.
Nobody cared.
How were they in 1988? Were they any good?
It's funny. I still remember a couple of the names of the players. They had a decent running back. Donnie Riley, I think, was the name of the running back. He was pretty good. But they had a Newberry freshman was a quarterback. Why? Remember, it was like reading this is like a headline I can remember reading. Newberry freshman quarterback blank, and I don't remember the guy's name, but I remember he was from Newberry.
He was from Newberry.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't recall them being anything. I think they were probably 4-7 or five. They were a very middling team.
So,
but
you
wasn't impressed upon like oh, you got to go to the game.
Well, but Central Western was a big party weekend.
That it was, but that year it started to change, like because it got to be. You know, it got out of hand, I guess. It had gotten out of hand. They started to police it a little bit more. So.
Okay, the team your freshman year went 7-4.
Oh, we were 7.
5-3 in the MAC. Jeff Bender threw for 1,309 yards. Tailback Donnie Riley had 1,128 yards rushing. And Mark Hopkins had 433 receiving yards. I'll try and figure out who the Newberry freshman was.
I think that was Ben. Was it Bender?
You think he was a freshman? I'll see. We can figure it out. Anyway, got to sell this game out to keep it on a Saturday, right? This isn't. I'm not trying to shame anybody, but if you want to keep it on Saturday, got to sell it out.
I don't know what it is now, but back then, students, the tickets are free.
Oh, were they?
Yeah. You got in with your.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your student ID. I mean, these aren't like 70,000 seat stadiums.
No, they're not. Let's go to Brian. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Appreciate you taking the call as always.
Sure.
So I had the honor of playing for Western way back in the day when Harbaugh was actually one of my coaches. And I can tell you right now, you live for Saturday, whether it's an afternoon game or a night game, it's all about Saturday for me. And now as a fan, I can tell you right now, when they've had the Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever the weekday games are, I live in Northville. I can't get there. You know, I work, everybody else's works. And, you know, even when I have a lot of friends that live in the area, they couldn't even get to the games when it's on a weekday. So I'm all about putting it back on Saturday, getting the rivalry there, you know, getting the fans involved, the kids involved, the bands involved, making it a true marquee showcase game again versus the weekday. So I'm all about the weekend, and let's go Saturdays. Let's go Broncos.
Are you going?
It's a possibility.
Okay.
I'll know today. I got a lot of Zoom calls and crazy work stuff as well, but I'm going to try to get there for sure. But
good.
Again, I'm thrilled it's back on Saturdays.
Good. Hey, thank you, Brian. 248-539-9797. It's not back on Saturdays. It's back Saturday this year. And, you know, by all accounts, everybody from Central and Western wants it on Saturday. So how do you keep it on Saturday? You sell it out and it's not yet. It's at Western this year. Eddie is next. What's up, Eddie?
Hi. How you doing today?
Good.
All
thank
right.
you.
Good, good. I talked with Dan Bartholomew, who's the new Western athletic director, and this was one of his big initiatives when he took over his job, and I don't think you're going to see the game during the week anymore. They're going to keep this rivalry game as a Saturday game. Dan's done a bunch of great things since he's become athletic director there, and I think you're going to continue to see more good things happen, especially if you're a Bronco.
Okay, so this topic came up when you were talking with him?
Yes, that's
correct. Where and when were you talking with him?
Homecoming. I was at a homecoming tailgate that he was at, and I got to talk to him about the hockey team and specifically about the Central game. So I think you're going to see that continue to be on Saturdays again, where it belongs.
It's really interesting because, thank you for the phone call, these mid-major college football programs need the money that ESPN and CBS Sports Network pay to put those games on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And they get put on Tuesdays and Wednesdays because those networks for years have made money on Maction games and Sun Belt games and Conference USA games. Because they get a rating and they can sell the advertising. It's an amazing, and everybody, you know, feels like everybody complains about it. How do they make up for the lost revenue if they don't put one of their marquee games on Tuesday or Wednesday nights? If Bartholomew or anybody can figure out, that's awesome. That is awesome because it's one of the like underrated things in our state is Mac football. And I know we got a ton of Broncos and Chippewas out there. And if they can keep it on Saturday, that'll be cool.
It would help them out.
Wolverine and Spartan fans, get your questions in. We're going to do a mailbag for Michigan and Michigan State. Send them over at 248-539-9797, and we will ask them at 102.
You got Birchie next?
Birchie at 1245.
Yeah,
it's Carson Anderson, 97.1. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1, 248-539-9797.
Gator, did you know the dance of this?
Oh, no, I wasn't that coordinated. Hell no. No, but I remember sitting at home watching the video when it first came out and then renting the video.
You rented the video?
We rented the video.
Wow. What's that?
Right, exactly. Before Blockbuster. Right. Going down to the family video or discount video, whatever the store was, went down there and yeah, the Michael Jackson video. We do. Here it is. You know.
I feel like, Doug, you would have tried to get like the zipper jacket or something like that.
Oh, I never did.
Come on. Are you sure you did?
Yeah, hold on. Would I have liked it? Yes. Did I ever get it? No.
I knew some kids that had that.
Oh, the cool kids?
You thought for a minute and then you're like, really?
But, dude, everything we did back then, now you look back and you go, it's like the kids, it's the ridiculous haircuts that my boys have now, yeah, where it all looks like a bird's nest.
But it's not a haircut.
No, it's not. They're going to look back years from now and go, what were we thinking?
Do we have anything living in there? Not sure about that. Oh, Thriller was great.
Yep.
And what an album.
Let's get back to your phone calls. We got a Matt, you're next on 97.1. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Happy Halloween.
You too.
You guys got to get a dance party going with Thriller. Hey,
I don't know how you don't dance when you hear that beat. I don't know how.
It's a good one. You guys crack me up.
Can't stop.
Hey, we're getting together a bunch of Chippewas. We're all in the Plymouth Canton Northville area. All got kids. All went there. Can't make it to the game, but 4 o'clock Saturday. It's prime time. The kids are napped. They're ready to rip, and it's going to be great. You know, get together with people on a Friday for Halloween. Next day's football. It's going to be a great weekend. So.
I think it's a nice little bonus that the games move back to a Saturday. Hopefully it'll stay there, as the one caller implied. A lot of love for Central and Western being played on a Saturday.
Well, as Gator said, when I was there, I mean, people were more interested in tailgating and having a good time. You know, you'd go into the game for a little bit, but after that, you know, it was just about having a good time. So, yeah, it's great to see.
Thank you for the phone call. Feedback coming in on this. I'm a CMU grad. Saturday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday. Who cares? It doesn't matter. These rivalry games with small schools aren't real rivalries. Oh, come on. For the people, there it is. Tell them that, like, Ferris and Grand Valley. The Anchor Bone.
I mean, Anchor Bone. Let's go.
$50 a ticket before fees for AA football in Kalamazoo seems a little steep. That's from Sean in St. Clair Shores. U of M fan, but I'm going to the Western game mostly because we are visiting my daughter's family, Western Michigan grads. Visiting my daughter's family. Okay. In the Kalamazoo area, and they are going. My wife works at Western. They are giving free tickets to the staff. Good. When I went to Western, I worked in a cafeteria on Saturday mornings, and they were giving the cafeteria staff the remaining tickets. It'll be full. Good. That's great. Phil, pack out Waldo. We're encouraging him to pack out Waldo.
Packing out.
Zach, you're next. Hi, Zach.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, sir.
Yeah, you know, I was just calling in and just I was listening to you guys.
Zach?
Oh, what happened?
Zach, we lost you. You were calling in what?
I've been listening to you guys today, and it's nice to hear that the Broncos are back on Saturday here. You know, it's good to see an alumni of 2019. And, you know, when I was going to school there, when they start putting the games on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, me and my friends and everyone at college, I had buddies that went to Central too, and we were just like, this is ridiculous. But we still made it work though. And I just wanted to say, I just wanted to call in and say I'm happy to hear that the games are back on Saturday.
Oh yeah, it is cool. Well, I don't know that they're back on Saturday. They're on Saturday this year, but it is, you know, if there's more reporting that says they'll be on Saturdays here moving forward, I haven't seen that, but good for them for getting this game back on a weekend. How do we get Eastern involved? I feel bad for poor Eastern.
NIL. Portal.
I need somebody to step up there.
Yeah.
NIL Eastern's roster.
TJ's going to have to, you know,
yeah, TJ.
Fund something.
There's a branding company, Homefield, that has like old school logos. And one of the Eastern shirts is that script E, the old school script E. And I've been eyeing that one for a while. I want to support the Eagles over there. All right, Gator. We'll get the latest out of Allen Park coming up in a minute. If you haven't heard the news today, and this could impact us, last night the Baltimore Ravens beat the Miami Dolphins soundly. And this morning the Dolphins fired their GM, Chris Greer. The Dolphins have two, maybe three edge rushers that could be moved. They have a couple of DBs that could be moved. They have a tackle that could be moved. Jaylen Waddle could get moved. We are under the impression, and it sounds as though there was a bit of a disagreement with Chris Greer, the GM, and with Stephen Ross, the owner, about whether they should sell or buy. Whatever they wanted, they were the opposite things, and Greer was let go. It seems more likely, based upon the statement released by Stephen Ross, I think he wants to sell. I wouldn't be surprised.
Roster. Not the team.
No, not the team. Yeah. Yes, sell players at the trade deadline. Some NFL insider tweeted out, and I forgot to flag it, but it was basically, this is just the beginning. And they have committed to Mike McDaniel for the rest of the year to be their head coach. So as it stands right now, can this roster be pilfered? Yes, please.
Yeah, I think it can be. I think they're ripe for the picking. They're going to have to get assets and start to reload there because they got a bunch of free agents on their team that they can unload. I guess you have to ask yourself, are you going to get a better return at the deadline than you would if you just lost the free agent to free agency?
Mm-hmm. Now, Kang earlier suggested that if the Lions get Jalen Phillips, Detroit will be talking Super Bowl. He got his third sack last night. He also let Lamar Jackson escape when he was in his clutches, Gator. And he got out of there and he completed like a 40-yard pass. But he was around the quarterback and he's going into his free agent year. Probably can be had for a pretty cheap price, one would think.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that Jalen Phillips is going to cost you a third round pick.
Oh, no.
And this is the type of player that you get for like a fifth round.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have a couple players like that. They keep in mind that the Melon Fonwu is on their team, and he's a free agent at the end of the season. It's a guy who formerly played with the Detroit Lions. Would they have interest in bringing him back to help shore up the secondary, add more depth to the secondary? I appreciate what the Legion of Whom did last week. That was awesome, or a couple weeks ago. That was awesome. But if you can find upgrades, you find upgrades, and particularly a guy who's already been here and done that, okay. If he's an upgrade. If they don't deem it, then don't do it. They also have Miami's got a right tackle, a starting right tackle who's a free agent at the end of the season. Now, that's when you know they're truly tanking. They're just totally selling off parts and getting up starting players. Like, but, you know, make an inquiry if he's an upgrade over Skipper. Why not?
All right, straight ahead, we will hear from the Lions insider, our Lions insider, a guy, Birchie. That's coming up in 5 minutes. Next hour, we'll get to Michigan and Michigan State with the questions for this weekend. And we'll hear from Kelvin Shepherd, the Lions defensive coordinator, next hour.
Welcome back to 97.1. Doug and Gator with you. Carson Anderson program. I'm very excited about this, Doug.
About Birchie?
Yeah.
It's always good to talk to our insider. Birchie, what's up?
What's up, fellas? Expectations have been risen by that tease by Gator. What do I have to live up to this week?
Listen, just your everyday brilliance. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less.
You're too kind.
So what was the sense down there today? Or do people feel like things are afoot as we approach a trade deadline, or is it standard operating procedure and we're going to talk about it and it's going to get written about, but not likely much will happen?
No, as much as I love the term, are things afoot? Is there any scuttlebutt going on? There doesn't seem to be a whole lot. Dan Campbell even said today that he doesn't expect the team to be all that active, if at all, at the trade deadline. Doesn't mean they won't, he clarified. But when you look at this roster, it's hard to target a position of clear need. And if you added a starting caliber level player at any position, you have to wonder, who are you displacing? And right now, with this roster only getting healthier, it's hard to envision a player coming in here who would be better than the guys they have. Certainly they might make some depth moves, but I don't foresee them making a move that would cost anything more than, say, a sixth round, possibly maybe fifth round pick swap. And the positions of theoretical need might be cornerback or offensive line, or obviously defensive end is the one that everyone points to. But I don't think we'll see anything major before next Tuesday.
Let me throw two names at you real quick for guys that might just fit that exact billing of somebody that you can get for a later round pick. And maybe one of them isn't. But Jalen Phillips from Miami, and also Ifeatu Melifonwu from Miami. Now, the Dolphins they're donezo. They just fired their general manager, and you know they're committed to the coach for the rest of the season. But I think the writing's on the wall there. They got to make some changes here. And these are free agents at the end of the year. They'd be rental players. But you know, one in Melifonwu was a guy that we've seen before, and they know if he fits in the culture or not.
Yeah, I think if we threw in a fourth round pick, we could probably just acquire the entire Dolphins roster through it. And decide which players we want to keep among those 53. You know, Melifonwu was an interesting name, not one that I've heard floated out there by anyone. So I like the fact that that's unique. I think part of the calculus for the Lions had to be changed, like necessarily had to be influenced by what they saw last Monday night when they rolled out four reserve defensive backs, and all of them excelled and probably lessened their urgency to make an addition in the secondary, because Melifonwu wouldn't come in as a starter unless you possibly feel like Kirby's going to miss some more time. And then, yeah, Jalen Phillips is interesting. I think if you just size up how they would prioritize defensive ends or target defensive ends, you know, you want to look for the guys who fit the bigger, longer, rangier profile, who can set an edge and collapse a pocket, as we talked about so much opposite Hutchinson, more of that 6'5", 265-plus type mold. You know, maybe someone like Jermaine Johnson from the Jets would fit that profile. That's why I mentioned Tyree Wilson last week. I think those guys make more sense than another name that people have kind of seized on who is Arden Key. So the profile of pass rusher or edge rusher they would be seeking would be the bigger, more physical, pocket-crushing type player. But let's not forget, they expect to have Davenport back soon, and we'll see how long he is back for, obviously. And they expect to get Josh Pascal back to practice in the next 3 weeks and hopefully back in the lineup by November. So reinforcements are coming, whether or not they make a move for defensive end before Tuesday.
But I think even you can feel the collective wince from Detroit when you bring up the name Davenport, because,
sure. Yeah,
of course, if he's healthy, he's great. But the problem is he's never been healthy for more than a couple of games. And so to pass up on the opportunity to fortify that position because you're expecting to get a guy back who's perpetually hurt, I guess, is kind of eh.
Yeah, I'm not advocating they don't add depth. I think if there was one position where it would make sense to bring in some reinforcements would be defensive end, just because, as you said, Davenport is an unknown, and Pascal kind of is too.
Back injury,
when he gets back out there. Back injury, as Campbell said today, and obviously we haven't seen him at all this year. So, yeah, look, you can, like in baseball, you can never have enough relief arms. You can never have enough good pass rushers or defensive ends, but let's not forget that Al-Quadin Muhammad has emerged as a legitimate complement to Aiden Hutchinson on the other end of the defensive line. And when I was catching up with him yesterday, you know, he feels like he still has a lot left to do. And, you know, that's a guy that Dan Campbell coached as a rookie with the Saints back in 2007. And it took them 8 years to reunite, or 7 years to reunite. But now that they have, we see Muhammad taking his game and maybe his career to new heights. And as Hutchinson said, you know, he's putting a lot of good stuff on film that not a lot of people may have expected him to this year. And maybe he's setting himself up for a for a payday next year or this offseason, which was funny coming from Hutchinson, who had just broke the bank and taken every penny left in the Lions piggy bank.
Health-wise, Decker, do you think he's going to go this weekend?
Yeah, they expect him to go. He wasn't practicing today, but they do expect that he'll be ready to go on Sunday. That's obviously encouraging. Kirby Joseph will not play. He has not practiced this week. He's only practiced once since suffering that second knee injury back in week 4. So it makes sense for them to give him another week of rest. Terrion Arnold is trending in the right way. They expect to have him back out there Sunday as well. So they like where their defense is at. It feels like it stands in stark contrast to last year when they were just hemorrhaging players at this point, and now they're feeling the reverse effect of getting a lot of key guys back.
And the third down stuff, it feels like everybody offensively brought it up. Are you getting a sense for the commitment to, especially third and long? I mean, third and long's tough to convert for a reason, but 0 for 20 on third and 10s or more is kind of surprising.
Definitely, especially for an offense last year that was, you know, top 5 in third down and it was suddenly plummeted to bottom 10 in the NFL, not befitting the talent on this team, the weapons they have, the maulers they have up front. Dan was on the radio with us a few days ago and referencing the myriad issues that they had, even just in that Bucs game. And, you know, he pointed to the protection breaking down on one play, or a running back missing a block on another play, or Jared not getting through his reads on a third play, or the call not being right on a fourth play, or Goff missing a receiver on the, and it really, if you go back and look at that tape, when they went 3 for 13 on third down, like you look at the first half, 4 or 5 missed plays, they all highlight what Dan's talking about. And in most cases, they involve players with proven track records of success. So that does feel like something that will self-correct a little bit, but it's also on John Morton to, as he said yesterday, find more creative ways to get the ball, not just to J-Mo, obviously, on third down, but also to St. Brown, who is becoming a clear double-team target, a bracket target on those key third downs, and J-Mo has as well. I think, you know, if I was going to make one critique about the passing game, especially on third down, it feels like, if you go back and look at the plays, that too often J-Mo in particular is running routes that are redundant to other routes on the field and ends up running himself into windows that would just be ill-advised for Jared Goff to attack. And in the rare cases where he has been open, they just haven't been able to connect. But, you know, we heard about it yesterday. Morton approached J-Mo on the practice field before a practice this week and kind of aired it all out and told him that he has failed him and told him that he wouldn't blame him for being mad at him. And J-Mo took it all in stride, said no sweat and said all the right things. And those guys emerged from that conversation with a clear understanding of how they're going to attack this thing moving forward. So I think hopes have been kind of restored that J-Mo can get back on track in the second half here, and that should solve some of the third down problems.
Last couple of years going into the bye week, the Lions are actually playing pretty well, and they come out of the bye week playing really well. Do you think anything's going to change this week?
Nope. Especially with the way that Jared Goff and this offense have really gouged the Brian Flores defense for the past 3 years now. Just incredible numbers from the touchdown to interception ratio to the passer rating. And look, part of that certainly owed to Frank Ragnow and his ability to decipher that exotic blitzing defense that the Vikings employ. But, you know, Graham Glasgow is no slouch in that regard in his own right. And Jared Goff has come an exceptionally long way in the way that he can diagnose a defense and make the right checks at the line. So you have to feel really good about the way this offense should operate on Sunday. I think if the Vikings can pose problems in one area, it might be with their interior pass rush, which is something kind of new they've added this year with Jonathan Allen and Jonathan Grenard and kind of an emerging young player in Jalen Redmond. But, man, you also feel good about the way that those two young guards for the Lions just keep rising to the challenge, Tate Ratledge and Christian Mahogany. And I love how Dan Campbell pulled them both aside coming out of the bye. This is on Monday, and told them, hey, you're not young anymore. We're halfway through. You guys are vets now. And when I asked those two about that this week, they were like, hey, we totally agree. Like, as Mahogany said, there is no more time to waste. As Ratledge said, there are no more excuses to not come out and perform. Like, we view ourselves as vets now, too. And Ratledge, you know, he'll tell you, as soon as he got here, he heard from every coach, every teammate about the standard in the offensive line room, and his goal was to not let there be any drop-off. And man, between he and Mahogany, they've done a pretty good job of fulfilling that aim.
Bertie, I like to say, when will college football again? Will your Boston College Eagles at 1-7 go into South Bend and pull off the shocker this weekend?
Bro, I got a better shot of going in there myself and pulling off that shot.
Wow.
I don't think the Eagles have any chance. I actually went to go watch them play in South Bend a couple of years ago thinking that might be the year they pulled off a shocker, and they lost by like 46. I was out of there in the third quarter, back to the booze bus. So I don't like their odds. I do want to know on a much separate tangent. Maybe the highlight of Dan Campbell's press conference today was when he was reminiscing about some of his great Halloween costumes. And during his playing days, he dressed up as none other than Marilyn Monroe one year at his wife's behest. Holly had her sister in town, and so as part of a trio costume, it was Dan's job to go as Marilyn Monroe. So he put on the dress, he put on the wig, and when he was asked if he was a good sport about it, he said, yeah, alcohol helps. And so I've never seen Marilyn Monroe triple stack beers before, but I think she was on that
one. Bertie, we appreciate, as always, back to the booze bus, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Talk soon.
See you Sunday.
There's our guy, Will Birchfield. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. We talk Wolverines and Spartans straight ahead. You're on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.